So we'll get out of that Nashville bag right now and do this is actually the first song I wrote in Key West. And I lived and bounced around in a lot of little apartments and places like that in those days. But I knew that even doing that, that this I'd finally found myself a home. And so it looks like there are a lot of people out here that might have found themselves a home here too. Right? Yeah. So we're going to do this song for you right now. And so, and anybody who has a summer or winter home, we count that, right?
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. All right. Let me get, hang on. I can't find my knob here. Okay, got it. Oh, don't panic, boys. For God's sake. It's the first show. JL was ready to, like, hockey puck out here. All right. I got it. Okay. You ready? Yeah. Are you fine? Are you okay? Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. JL's going to sing the song for you. I'll be right back. No, that's it. Okay, that's it. Okay. He was actually thinking of coming to. Did you see that? He was going for the microphone. Charleston? Okay, here we go. All right, first song ever. So, and I meant every word of it. Days drift by, they don't have a name. None of the streets here look the same. And there's so many quiet places. Smiling eyes match the smiling faces. Bye. looks like it. All right. As we all know, Jerry Jeff did play a big part in leaving me here in the chart room, and I made my way to, like, after a while, you know, I thought, the chart room's good, but I'm looking for the big time here, and so I made the big time, Howie's Lounge. There are a few people who remember Howie's Lounge. Now, people ask me today, they say, you know, in the day of everything in the world is photographed 360 million times a day and put up on some website, and I'm struggling to get on TikTok, but I don't know if I'll make it or not, but maybe. But anyway, the thing about it, in those times, in Howie's Lounge, cameras were not allowed. Because the clientele, and I was the opening act for Coffee Butler. Now, I think there's some people here who probably were in that bar. Anybody still? Yeah, there are a couple of old Howie's loungers around here. But the thing of it was, in those days, let's say, it was a little bit different around here. So no cameras, because the only people in there were local politicians and dope dealers. You know, that's the kind of audience I loved. Because nobody took any pictures of it. So, but there is a poster that Dave Wegman made, and he sent it to me. Dave, did you get back from St. Thomas? Are you here? What? Wegman, where are you? All right, big guy. Is the boat fixed? All right, okay, all right. I'll see you later. Got any? Those words still mean the same? Oh, okay, I was having a flashback. I am sorry, okay.